You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Right now, use promo code SPORTS20. That's promo code SPORTS20 to get a free $20 bet at PlayAlberta.ca. Joins us, Maureen. How you doing?
I'm good, Jason. How are you today?
I am great. I want to go back. Of course, your mother, Lillian, was a proud Canadian veteran in World War II. And, of course, when she passed, you would... You went to her cemetery to lay a poppy on Remembrance Day, and this is many, many years ago that you were doing this, and then suddenly, you know, in 2011 or maybe even before that, No Stone Left Alone was born. Tell our listeners what it's about and how it came about.
Well, first, thanks for your support, Jason. It came about, obviously, being a mother myself and watching my own children grow and be in the assemblies in their gymnasiums at Remembrance Day, I could feel it being lost. I could feel the voice of the young veteran or the elderly veteran at the front of the gymnasium wasn't caring enough for them to be paying attention. The teachers were trying to corral the kids. And I just felt something's wrong and how important and how sad that would be if we lost that moment to really learn and to remember. And obviously my mother's spirit's always with me, and I just thought perhaps I need to do something about that if I can.
So it's great, you know, you have an idea, I want to do something, and then to take that idea and put it into motion is a very different thing. So how, because here we are now 11 years later, and it's grown significantly. And
right.
For those who don't know, No Stone Left Alone has a poppy placed on the casket of every veteran who served, right, who is no longer with us. That's the goal, and I think is it over 13,000? How many are there that you place you're placing this week?
We'll be about 70,000 this year. We'll place poppies, and it's not on their caskets, Jason. It's just on their headstones.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's okay. We hear all kinds of things like that. You know, we should be around 70,000. We have 130 events going across the country. And this morning they just finished doing France. So we were very pleased with that. Over in France, they did No Stone today. There was more ceremonies in Edmonton today out at the municipal, out at Mount Pleasant School. Calgary went out today and put their wreath down. And it's still happening all week long, right up to the 11th.
I know that you go, obviously you're a main part of it, and you go out every year. It doesn't matter what the weather is. Some years it's minus 25, other years it's a lot warmer. Take me through the experience now for the children and why it's so important to have these young students take part in this.
You know, I was just saying the other day when we had our main live event at Beechmount, I came back home and I was watching some of the newscasts coming in from Ontario and BC, and these young children now are being such wonderful spokespersons for me, because they're now in front of the microphone telling us that it has changed them, that this Remembrance Day now has meaning, that they really didn't know what it really meant, and they knew to wear their poppy, and they knew it was a day off at the mall from school, but they never really had the heart touch the meaning. And I think this ceremony, as simple as it is, gets them out of that classroom, and they get to stand at that headstone, read a name of, you know, perhaps it was someone only 19 years old, and they might have a brother or sister that age, and they can relate. And then they see that serving soldier today standing next to them. And the light kind of goes on, that these were real people with real families and you know, had loved ones, and they were the brave souls that stepped up to ensure that we would have freedom in this country.
Last Friday, you guys had a big gala to raise some money for your foundation, and you had a video, and it really struck me when one of the young girls, I'm guessing her age was 13 or 14, and she talked about how, I thought Remembrance Day was just a holiday. She didn't really know what it meant. And I was just like, you know what? Like, that's so true, right? People, oh, we get a day off, but you don't necessarily take the time to really explain. And for kids, experience, like, we can't put a price on experiences. And
right.
And I think when those kids, you know, they go to the cemetery and they stand at the headstone and they read the names of it. And, you know, and some, you know, young men or women were 17, 18, 19, like really young. And especially for junior high kids, they're like, well, geez, that's 5 years older than me. Like, that's not old. Right. Like, I think a lot of people, when you're a kid, you go to the cemetery, you're like, well, they're 70 or they're 80. Like, that's where old people go. Right. Not young people.
That's right. And that has a big impact on them. I just know that also in that video is a young girl when she says that once she's been there now to No Stone Left Alone, she can't go by a cemetery now and not put the poppy down. So her, you know, their hearts are in the right place and they're understanding more because it was tricky because our veterans who, you know, have served and are serving today, they're not really anywhere close to our kids, right? To be able to really see and know what they do. So this program brings that element also, that they're able to ask questions to these serving soldiers. They're able to put a face to them. And you know, we have some of these serving soldiers that lost their friends in Afghanistan. And those are powerful moments when they're talking about their best friend in front of that student.
Maureen Purvis joins us. She is the founder of No Stone Left Alone Foundation. Started here in Edmonton. It's branched out. It's national now. The over 70,000 headstones will have a poppy place. Just in Canada alone. Then they're into France. And I know you're into, I think, Poland as well, Maureen. Like, this is really spread. Like, when you started back 11 years ago in 2011, you must be utterly amazed by how your idea has just grown and grown and grown.
I really am. And honestly, there's been lots of tears. You know, I do joke that be careful what you start in your 50s without knowing. You know, I really thought we would do Edmonton. I really thought the simplicity would be that I would honor my parents by making sure I did Edmonton well. But yeah. Edmonton was complete in the first year. That first year, we had schools out at all 21 sites here in the surrounding Edmonton, and they've done it every year since. So, you know, I'm so pleased. It just shows that we are, you know, that have that heart, that understand how grateful we are, that we get to do and have a voice each and every day here. And I think just that is amazing to me, that how far those messages have reached. I thought it would just be the act of the poppy, but I didn't know I would be really changing children's lives and also giving comfort to those that are elderly that can't get out anymore to their loved ones. So there's all kinds of stories we get. I get lots of love and lots of accolades, and that just pushes me to keep on going, just to keep going. And this week was touchy. That live show, you know, there's a lot of elements to a live show, you know, out in minus 15. And I was wavering a bit because I had a lot of chatter in my ears about frostbite for children. But, you know, our ceremony is not built for comfort. I remember when my father, he stood outside all the time. There wasn't the butter dome. So we have to get outside. We have to get a little uncomfortable in the elements to just have a little taste of what they might have gone through.
Yeah, I think that's very well said, Maureen, because obviously it's war and lots of people lost their lives. There was nothing comfortable about it. It was extreme uncomfortable for months on end for many of the serving members. So, you know,
exactly.
Like to spend 15 or 20 minutes, you know, kids can play outside. Kids are resilient. They can dress up well. And, you know, that gives them a sense of, hey, you know what? I toughed it out here today to spend my respects and pay my respects to someone
100%.
Else. Now, you mentioned how you have Edmonton. Are all the surrounding communities in Edmonton good, or do you, like, you know, what's the next step in growth here? Are there other parts in Alberta that you're looking for more chapters?
There's always more. You know, my daughter put together the map for Canada this year that you could go on our website, click on the map in your area and see where those headstones are in your area. Alberta's been really strong. Obviously, this is the birthplace of it. We're very, very proud. It's an Edmonton-based charity. But I think we had 64 or something in Alberta alone. But there's always, you'll have these tiny little cemeteries down the road that might have only one or two, but they're there. And we really, 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 that is our mission, is to try to get them all, right? And I hope it goes on. I hope these young kids carry that torch for me into the future, and we keep going until we do honor them all and the kids are learning about their sacrifices.
How can people get involved? Do they just go to nostoneleftalone.ca? Is that the best place to go?
That's the best place to go and just register. It's obviously closed for 2022, but you can register. We've had registrations already this week for 2023. I encourage everyone to. It's a simple act. It'll touch your heart, and our veterans will thank you.
And the other thing I really want to mention, because we have a lot of texts, well, how do the kids get there? You actually have school buses, the big yellow school buses that take the kids to the cemetery, right? And that's where your fundraising, really, the only fundraising you have is to ensure the payment of the bus, to get the bus. And it's about $500 donation will transport a busload of kids to and from on that day.
Right. And you know, there's a lot of communities, you know, sad to say that some of these schools, it's not in their budget to be able to afford that. You know, there's obviously a lot of field trips they go on. And we just want to help where we can. Right. We want to help and make sure that that isn't the hindrance to get the kids out to that site. If it is, we will get them the bus.
Yeah. Well, Maureen, you know what? I was very inspired. I wanted to have you on the show. I appreciate you taking the time. I love the fact that it started in Edmonton and now it's across the country and it's gone international. NoStoneLeftAlone.ca, a very simple act that, as you mentioned, creates experiences and conversations for young children, for them to really understand the sacrifices, for those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, and more so for the families of those members that they're not forgotten. And even the active serving members, because Patrick had a speech and he talked about, for him, he doesn't have children of his own. He's like, you know what? I'm not going to be forgotten. And that was pretty powerful for me, for a lot of these people that they don't want to be forgotten. And this is a way to keep their name. And even if it's only one student who one day reads their headstone, that one person will remember them for that year.
That's right. It just brings their spirit alive again that they were real people just like you and I.
Maureen, congratulations on starting this. And what's are you going to start a new one in your 60s now? What's happening?
Oh, I don't know about that. Just be careful about that. But you know what, Jason, if I could, I just want to encourage everyone to please stand for that 2-minute silence on Friday on the 11th and wear your poppies. You know, that's one thing that shocks me, even at my age when I go around Edmonton. There's not a lot of poppies being worn. And please, please, please do that. Maureen, just show your sign of respect.
Very well said. I appreciate your time.